disrespected and my pops pressed that murder button. They put in position to get shipments from long distance. We handling our business, now they gone, it's all different. The loved ones act hard, later on they call witness. They all snitches, they all itches. Come from all shapes and sizes, somewhere disguises. I want to dock a yacht on a deserted island. That's a dream, and I know I may not find it. So I'm here climbing in any kind of climbing. Gold mining, crushing coals for the diamonds. Slow rising, and I did it with no guidance. I see myself dying in the shrine, reviving. It's how I know my soul surviving. You ain't from round here, tell me where they do that at. We come from out of town, think about moving back. You bump loyalty, I will let the Luger clap. I never trust a snake, that is a proven fact. You ain't from round here, tell me where they do that at. They come from out of town, think about moving back. You lacking loyalty, I will let the Luger clap. You cannot trust a snake, that is a proven fact.
At 420, many trees will burn. Give me more Henny, let me feed the urge. Hey, they killing me, these lame abilities displayed with a little swag and silly jeans. Need to learn, they should be concerned. The reaper leave you burned and he keeping you earned. My advice, get it popping nice. Back to the wall, only one option, right? Choose the ball or the sword. They pulling your cord, you ready to grab that machete and nod. I'ma close and shut it down. Presto, desco, nova, butter, stab. Cut the mic and the lights, I'm igniting your life. Spark in the dark, blind as a sight. Why do I write? Why the birds take flight? Why's your wife late coming home from work at night?
You want the other one? All right. Yeah. This is it, and then we're out of here
after this one. This is the last beat.
Oh man, I like that one too.
That should sound good.
This is a Chatham beat.
This is a Chatham and Core beat. This is not the only tornado coming to Chatham.
This is some sea catch.
Is it? Check.
Yeah. Hey. For the grams, I'ma do it for my uncle who got died from doing grams. And not lying to my man, if you're lying to your man, then be damned and beheaded then. Lying in the sand, I kick it hard with a free, like for LFOD. If you know me, my homie, smoking OG. Kush got it rolled in the OZ, fit it in. Yo, man, I'm high and I'm not on that Ritalin. Yo, Minuteman, UMass, put it up, know about me. Got cognac in my glass, let the ice splash, do it up. Life is like a movie, sitting in jacuzzis, letting off at the mouth like double losies. Arcade games go in the quarter. Yo, live life, be a spread love supporter. That's all that matters. Smoking on the California and New Hampshire, crossing mass borders.
Yeah, check it out. Ready? Core, baby. Hey, y'all. Just wait for it to come back in. This is beautiful. Yeah, it will. 33 in a minute, like it was meant to be. Been keeping it 100 since crawling. I'm like a centipede, I'm looking for a bottle in here. Who got the Hennessy, the flamethrower? Game's over, it's not the end of me. I'm gas spitting, whiskey in me, coming from Tennessee. I'm laying out these bars like I'm building a penitentiary. I'm cash getting, bank slips, making you envy me. The fans famished, feeding everyone but my enemies. Look, the way we give you the sickness, you'll need a remedy. The skills alone are making your lady jump into bed with me. It's deep love, the BG's back in the 70s, the green bud. Blowing trees, we got the headies, we pack it up for the travel. Won't be easy to get to me, ridding you kittens like surgical hysterectomies. I'm gross like that, I like to boast like that. I'm burning out at the toast, comatose like that. It's cool.
Yeah, at Rapper VMS, follow me, listen. Hey, yo. I'm in the league of my own, y'all suckers can't stand that. I'm trying to eat with the Giants like I'm in San Fran. You throwing rocks at a glass house, you mad fam? You could catch the Pete Sampras, that's the backhand. This is your last chance, you could get erased. I make your favorite artist disappear without a trace. Remember, stay true to when you first signed. Cause you play and you get sued when you blur lines. This business is shady, industry's crazy. The symmetry, the bigotry is almost amazing. You try to speak that deep-ish in these times, but all the kids want street-ish and fleek rhymes. And I could feed in and talk about the coke bricks and who I seen fiending on the corner looking dope sick. But I won't gamble, excuse my reservation. It's live free or die, EMS and Revelation.
Hey, yo. Yeah. All right, that's it. Part 3. of the Alumni Cypher Series.
LFOD.
If y'all tuned in, let us know.
Live free or die, baby.
LFOD Radio with that underscore on Twitter. Hashtag Alumni Cypher. Hashtag LFOD Radio. Thank y'all for rocking
with us.
Thanks for
having me. Thank you,
brother. Appreciate
it.
Thank y'all. We'll be back next week with the final Cypher Part 4. This will be up tomorrow on iTunes. All that good stuff. Extra bars on patreon.com/LFODLife.
Welcome to Black Stripes or White Keys. I'm Kayla, and today we have Danny and Frankie again.
What up, dudes?
Yo.
So, yeah, once again, another great rap show with some freestyle people up in here.
Shout out, LFOD.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
It's pretty sick.
LFOD Radio.
Yeah, and they're going to have one more show with a bunch of rappers next week, right?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Pretty sure. That's going to be sick.
Yeah, it's always cool coming in here and like seeing everyone doing their thing.
Oh, yeah.
Most def.
It's awesome.
I wish I was half as talented.
Yeah, I just don't know how they do it. It's crazy. Like, when I write songs, I'm like, I spend like 15 years trying to find like the best word.
I'm sure. Well,
singular word.
You know, they're coming up with all these lyrics. I'm like, we're about to go live, and I'm like, I don't even know what I'm going to say.
Exactly. Yep.
So what do you mean? Like, they come up with entire verses, you know, just like well thought out, or
and right sometimes they rhyme, sometimes, you know, yeah. And they just flow.
Yeah, like, you know, I don't even know if I'm gonna eat another snack tonight or not. You know, they
I mean, I just don't. You probably shouldn't, but you know, you could.
Oh, I had a couple slices of pizza earlier.
That's
true.
Yeah, it was good.
But yeah, you're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, where we play whatever we want, whenever we want.
That first song, was that a request?
No.
Oh.
That was just a song that I have
okay.
on my library, which is called Angst by a band called Slotface.
Slotface?
Yeah. And it's one of those songs that I liked, and then I forgot what it sounded like, so I listened to it again. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is good. So, yeah, I liked it. It was cool.
Yeah, I liked it too.
Respect.
So, Mike's not here this week because I thought he was already in Atlanta at this point, but then I saw him today and I was like, oh, you're still in town. But yeah, he will not be here today, and then he'll be gone on Friday when I do my show, Outer Heaven, Fridays at noon.
Well, 11 this week.
That's right, 11 a.m. I'm doing it an hour early this week.
Yeah,
Mike
guy.
Will not be here.
Yeah.
Shout out, Mike.
Yeah, Mike, hi, if you're listening, we love you.
That's right.
Yeah, so apparently my mom is listening right now, and I said, you know, you got to send in some requests.
Shout out, Mom.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
Hi, Mom.
And she's like, play Stevie Nicks song, and I'm like, okay, she's cool. But I mean, should we play Edge of 17, or should we do something different?
Did she request Edge of 17 personally, or did she just say play Stevie Nicks?
She just said play Stevie Nicks.
Throw on something different. Why not?
Let's okay, I mean, like, let's see. Let's look on the old computer here. Do you want to go with a hit, though? Like,
yeah, I'm down for everything. Wasn't Stevie Nicks on one of the seasons of American Horror Story, like Coven or something like that?
Yeah, she was.
That's cool.
Yeah. She was singing because the one witch was in love with her. Like, she thought that it was her idol. Yeah.
I want that.
I think she's in the latest one too, I think, for like a hot sec.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I want that show to be good again.
You know, the last season, I only watched a couple episodes, but it was like a mashup of
I don't even remember. What was it even called? I don't even remember.
Apocalypse.
That's right. Okay.
It's a mashup of Coven, Murder House, and they have some Hotel references, but I didn't watch Hotel.
I never finished Hotel. I actually heard it was a decent one, though.
Yeah, I that one I would actually go back and watch, but
I think Lady Gaga's in that one.
Yeah, she is, yeah. And she's pretty cool. She's really good. You know, like, you know, I feel like I didn't really know how well she acted until I saw A Star Is Born, but she's pretty damn good, so.
Yeah, she's crazy talented.
Yeah. You know, I don't know what other songs. I'm just playing Edge of 17, guys. Like,
that's fine by me.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good one. It's a good song. All right, so should we do it?
Let's do it.
Sounds good.
trouble. I was feeling much like the devil. There was something burning deep inside of me. Ran in the day, Puerto Ricans. These girls took us to the phone house, where we played alone and bit by my shit.
Hey everyone, we're back.
Hi everybody.
Hello.
I got
That was very awkward.
I got a PSA for everybody. And because of the way
one?
I think so, but well, because of the way this paper stands out, so normally there's a binder full of papers, full of PSAs that we read for you once an hour here at WMFO. This one is just looks a little different from the rest, and it's very like, you know, different size fonts, and it's I don't know, it's just it's a little funny. So I'm gonna read it for you. So today's PSA: are you tired of airplane noise? Please help stop this abuse. It actually says that, right?
Wow.
At times, hundreds of planes a day fly over the same neighborhood, schools, playgrounds, and homes, as many as one every minute. Negative consequences include air pollution, noise pollution, sleep deprivation, high blood pressure, delayed patient recovery, and animal distress. Make our skies fair for all. Join Boston West Fair Skies today at www.bostonwestfairskies.org. Check the website for our next meeting.
Yeah, I'm
you should check the website.
Again.
Okay, so I want to know, just, is the blood pressure, does that come from the planes, like the something, like the pollution?
No,
or is that from the stress of the planes keeping you up at night?
I think it's from the stress of your job that you hate and your family that you hate or whatever, you know what I mean? And there just so happens to be a plane flying above the sky and you're like, and the plane's loud! You know what I mean? I think you got high blood pressure to begin with when it comes to the plane. I don't doubt animal distress. You know, as a former dog owner, they don't like loud noises.
Delayed patient recovery.
How does that work exactly? Are the doctors distracted because they're looking out the window going, oh, it's a plane, and then go back to surgery?
Oh, or is just the plane so disturbing to everyone that, like, it doesn't help them rest? Get, you know, I don't know.
Sleep deprivation.
I think that's the big one. I don't know.
I mean, if a plane flies over as many as one every minute, is that waking? Like, is
hold
that just
on.
Nonstop?
Hold the
you
phone
up?
Here. I have friends who live in Winthrop, mm-hmm. and they told me, because they're right by Logan Airport.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
That just becomes white noise.
Yeah, it's kind of like
if anything, it puts them to sleep.
Well, I have the commuter rail going, you know, right by over there. But even when I lived at my dad's over in Malden, I lived right next to the Orange Line, and you would just hear that train all the time, and it's loud. But you're right, you just tune it out.
Yep.
Yeah,
and it
I don't
eventually
think,
becomes a point where when you don't
like
hear it, it's
especially like with
weird.
The plane,
yeah.
if it's actually that frequent, it would just yeah, exactly. It would become like just background noise. It might take if you like move there, it'd probably take like a little bit to get used to it. But
now. It says air pollution, and I don't doubt that. Noise pollution. So air pollution, right? That's you can get scientific about that. We can talk about emissions and all that. Noise pollution.
I don't know.
I feel like they're not using the term pollution correctly there.
It's like the AC/DC song.
Rock and roll
or
noise pollution.
Or it's just like AC/DC in general, because they kind of suck.
Rock and roll ain't gonna die.
You see what I mean, though? I just feel like air pollution and noise pollution, the word pollution means two different things. And
yeah,
I don't
they're
think
stretching
you can,
that one.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, noise isn't really pollution unless you're being metaphorical.
Like, if someone's talking to me and I think they're annoying, I could just say, hey, you're really polluting the noise right now. Shut up.
You're polluting my environment,
the noise,
my atmosphere, my personal
noise.
Atmosphere.
Yeah, you're polluting the atmosphere. I like that.
Noise pollution is such a weird term,
isn't it?
To me, it doesn't make any sense. It's just one of those things that a normie would say who's never heard anything outside of whatever's on Kiss 108 right now. So. That's
you know
that's my opinion on
I,
that.
I don't know why, but it sounds like something President Trump would say.
Well, because he says lame things all the time.
That's
pretty
what I mean.
Dumb things all
that's
the time.
That's what I mean.
Like windmills.
Like
windmills
yeah.
are going to give us cancer, guys.
Yeah. Oh, windmills are ugly. We shouldn't have them because of that. I just feel like this is one of those things where he thinks he's going to sound really smart by saying, you know, yeah, noise pollution rates are further down than they've ever been. And I'm like, what does that even mean?
Doesn't mean anything.
He's just trying... anyways, we don't have to get too far down that rabbit
hole. Oh, man.
What's up?
"Oh, my dad, he's really hating you now. He said this kid is calling me first Led Zeppelin, now ACDC."
It was kind of a joke. I saw
it wasn't a joke. You told me you don't like them. Not okay, but really. My mom doesn't like them.
You
okay.
don't like Led Zeppelin?
Yeah, it's bad.
No, I don't either.
What is yeah, wrong Frankie. With you people? We need Mike back so that I can team up with him against you guys.
Well, look, all I'm saying about AC/DC is, like, I don't
his
know.
Voice isn't kind of weird, you know?
His voice sucks.
AC/DC was the reason I started listening to heavy music, so I will say all respect to AC/DC. I used to watch the Donington Park DVD, like, almost every other day, because the first time I played Tony Hawk Pro Skater 4, TNT by AC/DC was on it. Yeah, I was just going to say. And I was like, damn, this song is sick.
TNT.
And for the rest of eternity, I was listening to that song.
TNT is like one of the only okay AC/DC songs.
They have a lot of, I think you're missing out, honestly. There's
really?
A lot of good AC/DC
songs. Yeah, think about the old stuff before that new guy came in.
Well, here's what I think.
Well, the new guy's the guy from Guns N' Roses, isn't it?
No, he's not Axl Rose. He's just some dude. I forgot his name.
Because Axl Rose filled in for them when
really?
when Brian went out because of his whole vocal thing. Axl Rose, I think, toured with
well,
them.
Well, no wonder something happened to that dude's voice. You can't just sing like that.
Yeah, you can't just sing like that.
You know? Okay, so here's what
Kayla's
I think of when
dad's
I think of
probably
AC/DC.
Reaming into
oh,
it.
Hold yeah, on. Yeah.
Let me just get this out there before. Here's what I think of when I come to AC/DC. I think of my friend in the
okay, he read the messages.
Saw a text. That's funny. I think of my friend in the sixth grade. His name was Matt, and we don't talk anymore, but Matt really loved AC/DC, and Matt specifically really loved the song Hell's Bells.
Oh,
and
I'm just man, telling please, you,
if you're
going to
pick a song, not that one.
Dude,
okay.
That song, he played it so much, and it ruined it for me. And ever since then, I'm just like, I can't AC. I,
okay,
can't. So,
I feel like that's like my dad's favorite.
Thunderstruck. Thunderstruck is the most. Why? Once you get over that riff in the beginning, like, that's all the song is.
Oh, no. Thunderstruck's a banger. Don't.
It
hold
got,
back.
Okay.
All right, I think we need to play that song.
Oh, you
Thunder,
guys.
Oh, yep. Man, but I have a good one next.
Oh, okay.
We can. How about we end the show with Thunderstruck?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So
we
I'll
can do that.
I'll drive home while you guys start that up, and you guys can walk home.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Yeah, you need to stop being a baby.
Well, I'm on air. You know, we have to play up our personalities on the air, so that's what I'm doing.
Mm.
What?
I just heard you.
If anybody out there thinks Thunderstruck is an overrated song, please get on my side here.
Yeah, call
yeah,
in.
Yeah, call in. What's the number?
855-915-WMFO.
Yeah, what he said.
855-915-9636.
Oh, you can Skype us, too. Oh, no, you can't.
I don't know how
we
to
probably
do
don't
that.
Skype.
We do have a Skype. That's funny.
You can do something. You can FaceTime one of us if you know us.
That's a oh, Skype ringtone.
The Skype ringtone.
I never really used it. I used to use Uvu.
I remember Uvu. Well, there are people laughing outside.
Yeah,
what are you laughing at?
Is it outside or is it in the other room?
I don't know.
I'm like, I don't know. I just hear people. I got scared for a second. I'm like, who are these people?
The AC/DC maniacs are out to get me.
Oh, nah. Man. They're, okay, we'll just push you into them and leave. Like, is that like that
bye,
episode
Danny.
Of us? Do you watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
I've seen some shows.
I started watching it because I watched episodes. A couple episodes and then I then started it over and now I'm like in the second season.
Sometimes
or something.
I never shut up about it.
And then there's this one episode where they're getting mugged and then they just there's like three guys and a girl and then they just push the girl in into the guy and then leave her behind into
oh,
the
good.
Mugger. So that's well, what we're gonna do to Danny.
Smell you later, poopsicle.
I guess I'm out.
All right. Let's gonna play some music, shall we?
I'm down with that.
Sounds good. All right, this is Level by the, I can never pronounce this right, but the Rancantors?
Rancantors?
Yeah, one of Maybe? Jack White's bands.
Oh.
So, I like this song. And, yeah, let's go.
Try to read your mind. We'll be right back.
Hey, what's up, people?
Hi, everybody.
That was quick. Show's
so
quick
fast
today. Yeah. I mean, we started a little late, but like not even 5 minutes.
No, not even. And then I don't know why I'm sitting here, but I'm like, wow, I'm getting tired.
Yeah, you know, it's almost bedtime.
It almost is.
Yeah.
It's past my bedtime.
Us early birds.
Yeah. I wonder if my parents are actually still listening, if they're asleep, because I'm like, I don't have to stay up. I know you like go to sleep and stuff. Yeah. I don't know. Your mom goes to sleep super early.
She does. Well, she used to have a job where she would get up at like 3:30 in the morning and get there by like, I think, 4:30 or 5. And even though she got a new job and now works kind of like a 9-to-5, she never really grew out of that. And she loves waking up early. So, yeah, she's probably asleep by like 8:30.
That's crazy. I can't imagine that.
Me neither. But, I mean, that's what she likes. So, live and let live.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
Just want to go home and play some more Overcooked tonight.
Oh, they're still listening.
Oh, really?
I got two separate texts from each one of them. Still listening.
That's so funny.
That's crazy.
I don't know. I'm sure that there are bands that I like that.
I'm sure there are. Like. Yeah, I'll.
It's just the ones that I don't like that all that continuously that, come up
in the conversation. Yeah. Yeah. I'll figure out what you like and he likes.
That sounds good.
So that you can redeem yourself. But yeah, it's almost time to go. We're gonna play you out with Thunderstruck, of course. We promised.
Yep.
So thank you for listening, anyone out there. And you're listening to 91.5 WMFL Medford. And that's it. That's it for us on Black Stripes or White Keys.
That's all, folks.
Yep. All right.
Yep. You've been Thunderstruck.
Oh, let's get this rolling.
I hope you guys enjoy the song. I hope you do.
Yeah, it's number one, you know?